Hey guys, Scott here. I did everything I could come up with to try and improve the sound quality of this episode. Believe it or not, it actually sounded much worse than me sounding like I'm Skyping in from the sewer, which you'll soon hear. So I apologize for the suckiness of this episode and the quality. However, I can assure you that in episode 4 and beyond, there is a drastic improvement, and I seem to have my head out of my ass. So, again, I do apologize for the quality, but an episode is better than no episode, right? Right? Podcast in the Closet Hours show, for short, it's Pitch. Welcome to episode 3. We are back with more of a glimpse into our contained chaotic world. I'm Scott, the Unsound Gorehound. Sitting right across from me is my queen on a purple beanbag chair, the Glitter Gasm, not Goddess, Gasm, you corrected me last time. Herself, Steph, and
go ahead, special guest star.
Kirsten, Stephanie's youngest and brighter sister.
Youngest and brightest. And only sister.
Well, I thought it would be appropriate for this week.
Oh my god, that is so cheesy. She doesn't have her headphones.
That's our theme song for the week.
She didn't hear it.
Oh, unfortunately, everybody else did.
This is the sister-sister theme.
Uh-huh.
Duh.
Do I need to play it again?
No, don't. You don't.
I will.
You don't.
Okay.
You really don't.
All right, we're going to kick off the episode this week with Pitch a Fit. It's our opportunity to hear us get our mundane and sometimes insane week off our chest and out of our minds. This week was pretty crazy, and I think we could definitely, each one of us, pitch a fit. I'm sure Kirsten has something to pitch a fit about too, so.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But I'm gonna let you go ahead and start. What kinds of things were highlights and definitely lowlights of your week this week?
Actually, what I was about to say is that, it seems like a lot of it's dissipated since the car problems have kind of gone away. So far we're getting better news on your health. I mean, you know.
So far.
We still got some.
Yeah, definitely. Shit to go through, and
well, I mean, I don't even know. We don't know. We won't know until we go to that, you know, test on Monday.
This is true.
Yeah.
By the way, we're recording about 11 o'clock on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
Because we have no lives.
That's right.
That this is coming from a 17-year-old, so you know, of course, this is totally lame. Her sitting in, you know, her sister's closet and her brother-in-law's closet. Just.
What else would I be doing? Watching Glee.
More than likely, yeah. They have yet to mention the fact that they're sitting with green masks.
Oh, yeah, there's that. Well, you know, beauty. Hey.
Yeah, and also they had to kill time because I had a major struggle with the equipment setup this week, and that'll definitely be part of my pitch of fit. So
struggle is real.
Not to step on your toes, but go ahead. What else do you have to say about your week? There's nothing bad you have to say? Nothing.
Oh yeah, no, there's something bad I could think of.
What's
so, that? In Texas, we freak out about weather. Just kind of how it happens.
Especially Stephanie.
No, especially, Especially tornadoes. Remember when we got caught up in that tornado?
In Easel? When we were in the car?
That one, and there was also another one in Euless, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Or were you too little?
No, we were all in the hallway.
Wait, you got caught in a tornado in a car? This sounds like a scene out of
Twisted. We were in Easel. Me, Dad, Mom, and my brother and her. We were all in the car. I was really young, though.
Yeah, you were really little.
But I remember it. I got scared.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so we had this tornado weather, and it was freaking me out, and then I pretty much got into a fight with my vacuum cleaner. And that was my week. Like,
For a second thought there, I thought you meant during this tornado when you were a kid, you were fighting with your vacuum cleaner. I'm like, what?
It's possible that that happened.
But currently, as an adult, you were fighting with your vacuum cleaner while being fearful of a tornado.
Yeah. I was really scared.
It really sucks.
I was at work while people decided to come in and order food during this tornado.
Yeah, no, she's like, yeah, no, pay no mind that your lives could be at stake. Go ahead, keep ordering food.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And people coming through the drive.
Yeah, we won't reveal where she works, but Kirsten has just started a new job in the fast food industry, and she's totally thrilled about it.
Yay. How long have you been there now?
3 weeks.
3 weeks. First job.
Woohoo, hashtag fast food frenzy fun.
No.
Hashtag first job.
Yeah.
Hashtag kill me. So what do you like about your job and what do you not like about your job?
Pitch a fit about it.
Yeah, I'm going to hand the torch to you. Pitch a fit.
I like the fact that I get money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what jobs generally do.
I don't like the fact that people I work with want to sit around and talk and yell at me about not cleaning, supposedly, when I'm cleaning and they're doing absolutely nothing.
Hmm. It sounds like a miserable person.
Yeah. Well, and the person you told me about sounds like a complete double douchebag, so.
A double douchebag?
I want a McDouble douchebag. Do we have to edit that out?
Is that his name, McDouble douchebag?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
McDouble douchebag?
Yeah, we have to edit that out.
With a side order of fucking fries? we don't have to edit that out.
Yeah,
that's fantastic. I like that. Nobody knows what we're talking about. What?
Come on.
Industry.
Yeah. I said fast food, and his name's McDouble Douchebag.
Yeah, everyone obviously thinks we're talking about
Sonic. Yeah, she's really good at roller skates.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
No, she can't even walk without fucking tripping. Are you kidding me?
I don't think any one of us can.
No. But she's like, I don't know. Seen her grow up. Seen her since she was born, you know. Itty bitty tiny little thing. She's always been an asshole and she's always been clumsy. Boom.
Well then. That's a way to put it.
This is why I thought it was a great idea to bring her on, because I knew this was going to happen.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So, go ahead. Keep pitching your fit or pass the torch on or whatever the hell you're doing.
The fact that people will decide to speak in a different language while I'm white and I can't understand what you're saying to me. I don't know what you're trying to order, you know, if you're coming around through your break and order to me and you're speaking Spanish. I have no idea.
Yeah, it's one thing to speak Spanish, but then to be frustrated too is not fair. They can't expect you to automatically know.
And the fact that I'm supposed to get off at 8, and I pulled out my phone a minute before I'm supposed to get off to check what time it is, they want to yell at me for being on my phone when they're all texting and on Facebook. And
let me also say this, they do it in military time, and I tried to explain to her military time, but I have a feeling it's probably like me in Roman numerals. Not going to fucking happen. Just
no.
Yeah, I tried to explain it to her, but, you know. Anyways, it's just not going to happen. Roman numerals, probably the same thing with her in military time. But, that, I mean, that's why she didn't know what time it was, because it was military time, and she's like, fuck this. What time is it?
Yeah, if we ever have soldiers listening to this, they'll be laughing right now. I'm like, come on, really?
Well, this is how I always remember it. Take the second number and subtract 2.
Okay.
So, 1600 hours. 6, 5, 4. It's 4 o'clock.
All right.
So.
Well.
And it's that way with any number. And you know, when you're in your 20s, you're getting closer to it being nighttime.
Yeah. You should come up with a method to remember roaming the world that way.
No, I've tried. I really don't. I suck at it.
Do you suck at Roman numerals too?
No.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. All right. Well, together then we're unstoppable.
I wanted to take a minute before I started my pitch a fit.
Well, hold on. Now, before you go into your pitch a fit, there's something that she didn't mention. And it doesn't necessarily have to be an overcast. In fact, it's a really big highlight. And I didn't know if you wanted to talk about it.
Yeah, this is something you would scream from the top of your mouth.
I mean, like, yeah, when I was like, surely she's going to talk about that before she's like, okay, Scott, your turn.
Well, I have the opportunity to graduate in 7 months, and I have a free scholarship to TCC. And I'm only a sophomore.
That's awesome. Ow, that's going to hurt someone's ears.
Sorry, I'm just, like, big sister cheerleading over here, you know.
Yeah, and it actually puts me 2 years ahead because I'm supposed to be a senior right now.
Yeah, and she's actually considering not doing this.
I think I'm considering doing it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's news to me.
No, there you go. There's
what the fuck? See, there's your what the fuck news.
I think that's fantastic. I mean, go, man. Like, free ride, man.
Yeah, it's right here, so.
Yeah, you're not going to have to live in a dorm. You can stay home if you want to. I mean, the college is 15 minutes away from ULIS, you know, so. It's in Hearst, TCC, Tarrant County Community College, so.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's great. That's great. You should definitely jump on that for sure.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to my counselor on Monday.
Fantastic. Hopefully we can report some news that he is going through with it.
Oh, yeah. We'll have you back on.
If not, we'll string her up from this closet under Freddy. By the way, we have a Freddy Krueger hovering over our heads. I don't think we mentioned that last week.
And episode. A disco ball thing.
Yeah.
Chinese lanterns and chainsaws.
And I've clothes. Managed to get lots of clothes.
Yeah.
I've and actually a managed to capture a lot of this in our logo, hopefully. So that'll be cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to pitch my fit. I think I'm going to start with the fact that I just spent several hours trying to set this damn thing up.
I'd pitch a bit about that too.
I was going to sing the praises of VoiceMeeter, and I still am because it doesn't seem to be a bad piece of software. I just don't know how to use it properly just yet. But in case you haven't noticed, the sound quality is very different because we're actually recording with two mics now.
Oh yeah.
We didn't change our mixer; it's the same mixer. I'm using a virtual console to play two mics, and we're both able to have headsets. Actually, Kirsten and Steph is sharing a headset right now and a mic. But if I bought the pro version of this is donation software, which means the creator allows you to pay if you can afford. Which is awesome. I think that's cool. I probably will donate for it. Even if it's just a couple bucks. But if I get the pro version, we can actually have several more mics. I think you can have up to 5.
Really?
Yeah, and headsets and stuff. So it's a cool piece of software.
I doubt we're going to be able to fit 5 fucking people in here. We could barely fit 2 fat people and 1 skinny person.
Hey,
so.
We're going to throw a big party in here one day.
You are?
We're going to have a podcast where
I swear to God, if I come in here and find you and the cats, like, you know, Saturday Night Fever type dancing.
I won't
like, getting down with y'all that stuff.
Put 4 people in here.
I won't let you catch me.
One right there by Scott?
Yeah.
I guess so.
But, I think we should have an episode where we try to see how many people we can fit in our closet.
Let's go.
Oh, my God.
We're just going to knock on the neighbor's doors and be like, we need you to come stand in our closet for our podcast.
Yeah, you want to talk about me being creepy? Fuck you. That's creepy.
That's not creepy.
That's creepy.
That's creepy if you wear
what
that
What would
mask
you do
you
if your neighbor
right
was
now?
Like, hey, you come stand in my closet? What would you say?
Be like, what is it for?
No, you wouldn't. You'd be like, shut the door.
What
like,
would
right
you say?
In the face.
What would you say?
I would laugh and be like, nope, close the door. I would not. You ain't going to find me fucking with that. Nope.
I'd be like,
no, baby,
what?
No.
But anyway, it took me a while to get that software set up, so getting back on track of what we were talking about, because we like to go off on tangents.
Mm-hmm.
And this
is
how
why it's always,
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is why it's always over an hour.
Yeah, and we're in a dilemma because we don't really want to call it Podcast in the Closet Hours. Sounds a little odd, but we're going to have to.
But we're a little odd, so I don't... It's whatever. Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
I'm just not putting a Z on it, just so you know. It's not a Z, it's an S.
Yes.
Yes. So, now that I've bitched that bit, I almost said bitched a fit, which I guess it kind of is. Now that I've pitched a fit about that, I'll move on to another thing that's really annoying. This Monday I have to pay $170 towards my medical bills. It was only supposed to be $60 because I was supposed to have met my deductible by now.
But of course they find another way to fuck you over.
Yeah. So,
of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Just spending more and more money. I spent like $1,000 in the last 2 weeks on medical stuff. And I still don't know what's going on, so that's kind of sucky.
It was pretty much all of our wedding money too.
Yeah, what we had saved up, unfortunately, was.
That's all right.
And then I have one more thing I want to pitch a fit about. Actually, should I talk about what I'm going to be spending that money on? Or I talked about it kind of last week.
Yeah, I think you should.
Okay, I actually have the term, what it's called.
Oh, so you didn't have it that last time, so.
What?
The term.
Oh.
The procedure, the name.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a cystoscopy. Cystoscopy.
Cystoscopy?
Yeah. It's the use of a cystoscope, to examine the bladder. This is done either to look at the bladder for abnormalities or to help with surgery being performed on the inside of the urinary tract.
That's going to be good.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, what do they have to do to you?
We already talked about this. Why are you making me relive it?
Oh, I didn't realize we talked about it.
Last episode, yeah.
Oh. Well, yeah. Kirsten's here, so.
Oh, well, they show the tube up my penis. Yeah.
I have someone praying for your penis.
A camera. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Y'all, hashtag prayers for Scott's penis.
Pray for the penis.
Hashtag pray for the penis.
Hallelujah.
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 And there's one other thing that I want to pitch a bit about. And it's directed at you, actually.
Me?
Yeah, Kirsten would agree with me, actually. She witnessed this today.
What?
Oh, yes.
You have got to stop biting the cats. What is your problem?
I'm not that bad.
And biting your sister is wrong, too.
No.
No, what?
Biting me on the head?
This
really?
Is an
really? When I bite people, it's because I love them. Okay?
She's going to give you rabies if she bites me.
I had my shot.
Right
not
now,
too
she
long
looks
ago.
Like a zombie.
Your face pisses me off.
good to know.
Yeah. You asshole.
What?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
What? Oh, for me bringing that up?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you do.
Everyone teases their pets. It's not fucking animal abuse. I love my cats.
Oh, I know. I'm just messing with you.
All I'm gonna say is everyone pesters their animals.
Yeah,
everyone pesters the people that they love.
Yeah, Peter.
I don't think they bite them.
Yeah, yeah Peter, cool.
You've bitten me so many times.
Yeah, Peter, cool. You're just.
Well, I don't bite
cool,
my cats.
She's just.
You don't have a cat.
I did have
honestly,
a cat.
Honestly, she's not really hurting the cat. She just pretends to bite them, but still they get annoyed.
Oh my gosh, it's like a nibble. Okay, so not bite, I nibble. It's like when you're nibbling a baby's toes and you're like, yum, 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 yum.
So maybe she's telling us that she eats cats.
And babies.
I like pussy. I eat pussy.
And babies.
I eat pussy and babies. You're going to have to edit that out.
That's the exact kind of clip that's going to be played.
No, fuck that.
I eat pussy and babies. That's going to be the title of this episode.
Mm-mm. Hey, don't touch my fucking toenails. They're wet still.
Oh, what's that?
Oh.
I think that's the church bells. I think that means it's time for our weekly confession.
I guess so. All right.
Listen to that. I'm throwing some sound effects in there.
He thinks he's so cool. He is, though. So
that's one of the other elements of voice meter was a way to add in sound effects now. So we'll be playing music and various things during the show.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, we're working on having a theme song and background music for the confessional. And I'm going to play a little bit something that would be similar to what we might have.
Brothers and sisters, we are gathered here today to confess our sins and ask for forgiveness for those that we have wronged.
As she shoves an earbud in her ear.
At least I'm not, but my sister's ear. At least I'm not biting her. Could be worse.
Yeah, that's a change.
Could be worse, I'm not biting her. So who's going first with their confession?
You two definitely, because mine actually leads into the what the fuck news, WTF, so.
Alright.
You guys go ahead and go first.
Alright, my confession is real simple. You made me mad one night. I can't remember.
Oh boy.
You pissed me off. We'd gotten into some stupid argument. Probably didn't clean up after dinner. You fell asleep and farted on the couch. I don't know. I can't remember.
Fell asleep and farted on the couch? What does that even mean?
That's what you do.
I don't fall asleep and fart together.
Yeah, you do. Doesn't he?
No, you do.
Maybe.
You need to speak up more.
Yeah, are you scared of the mic?
No.
Say something.
Something.
No, it's supposed to be... Okay, someone pitched their confessional out there.
Alright, so here's...
Oh, well, I'm sorry, you are. You're pissed off at me because I fell asleep and farted on the couch. Now,
basically. I don't know. I don't remember what the fight was about.
At least she didn't slash me in the face with a knife, folks.
Over bathroom stink.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll happen.
It'll happen.
Please, though.
So, you made me mad that night. I can't remember why, what had happened. I crawled in bed with you and purposely farted on your leg.
Really? Intentionally?
Intentionally. I was like, he's an asshole.
This was before you were oiling, right?
Way before I was oiling.
Thank God. I'm glad you didn't oil my knee.
There's my confession. I farted
on it. I do have a squeaky knee because I have a bad knee, but I don't need you to oil it.
No.
Yeah.
I farted on you out of anger. And ask me if I regret it.
She liked it.
I liked it. I don't regret it. You deserved it.
The last few weeks you surprised me, but I'm not really surprised by that one. That sounds like you.
You've probably done something like that.
Well, I have a different confessional this week, so.
Maybe we'll find out someday.
So, do you have a confessional, Kirsten?
Well, I stole my neighbor's bike to go to the store.
What?
I didn't want to walk, and my car had no gas.
And it was just sitting there, so you just hopped
on it?
It
was sitting there, and it was not hooked up to the chain.
Please tell me it was like a little bitty kid's bike.
It was.
Oh.
It was a little boy's bike.
Oh, boy.
And you just hopped on it, went to the store?
Yeah.
Did they ever know?
Nope.
They will now.
How do you know they're going to listen to you?
I wish I had the cops theme song to play right now.
Oh, God.
Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
# lazy people problems.
Yeah.
# stealing my neighbor's bike, bitch.
Well, at least it wasn't a car. That's a good
Well, they also have a four-wheeler that was outside, and I was very tempted to steal that, but I didn't have the key.
Why in the... I can totally see you driving around on a four-wheeler trying to get to the damn grocery store.
Yeah.
I could see you doing that.
I would.
I could see you doing that.
So, now that we got y'all's two confessionals out of the way, and since we're on the topic of bad boys, and cops and stuff, my confessional starts about 2 years ago, back when I lived in Garland. This is probably a little before you and I met.
Mm-hmm.
I lived a few streets over from a young guy who would eventually be convicted for murdering his own infant.
What?
And even more before that happened, I hung out with him. He lived with some of my family. I was even in the place that the murder happened.
Oh, what? No.
Do you believe he really did it?
It's hard. No. My gut tells me no because he was such a nice guy. He was so,
the nice ones always break first though.
My family that he lived with, which they're crazy, it was my aunt and her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Thought that maybe his wife did something to the baby, and then, okay, well, let me do this. Moving right into what the fuck news, what the fuck, right?
Yeah, what the fuck.
That surprised
That's
you?
A hell of a confession, yeah.
All right, so...
That's a hell of a confession.
You're friends with a murderer.
Well...
yeah, but, right?
Well, moving right into the What the Fuck News, I have an article about this from 2 years ago from where it was committed.
Really?
Yeah, but do you have any questions before I get into that?
I mean...
what did y'all do together?
We just hung out and drank. It was like my aunt threw a party on her porch. I forget what it was.
A porch party?
Yeah.
Porch party, guys.
We're
porch
having party. A porch party, y'all.
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw!
Woo! We just hang out and drink. That was pretty much it.
We drank.
Oh, God.
We drank some beer. It's our redneck voices. Let's hear your Asian real quick at the porch party. Hey, look, there's an Asian over there, guys. Let's go talk to her.
Wait, what do you want from me?
You're supposed to be an Asian. You're at our porch party.
What's an Asian doing at a redneck's porch party?
I don't know.
Before, I didn't agree to do any Asian impressions.
Wah, wah, wah.
No, I want to ask. What is... You've got to give me motive.
She loved him long time.
She rubbed him wrong time?
There we go.
You wrong time.
So, a bunch of redneck guys just walked up to the Asian lady, and she said,
"You have bathroom stink all time.
You have bathroom stink all time.
You have bathroom stink all time.
All day. Anyway.
Me want to move back to Thailand."
All right. So, now that we went off on that tangent, I don't even know why I encouraged that.
I don't know why you did either.
You fought it at first, but you gave in.
I did. I did. I gave in.
Kirsten gave in first. She's like, I am secretly an Asian inside.
Secretly.
It must come out. Secretly? Well,
I mean,
you're
there's
short
a
enough
Chinese
to be an Asian.
Kid at my school, and his last name has my last name. So
really?
Kind of creepy.
She's Asian.
Huh.
She's really Asian.
That's another
she
good discussion.
She knows Kung Fu,
I bet. She karate chops me all the time.
Sausage chop?
Stephanie was titty chopping her earlier.
She deserves it.
I was trying to, like, have y'all ever seen that video of that woman crushing cans with her tits? I was trying to do that to my sister's face, basically.
Yeah, so she deserves to get karate chopped.
Wow.
Yeah, I kind of do.
Vagina.
Kind of a dick sometimes. All right, so I don't really have any questions because I'll ask questions after you read the article.
All right,
about
so
it.
This article is care of Dallas Morning News. Like I said, it was from 2 years ago. Actually, this is the date that it was published. Was February 20th, 2013. And the title of the article, it's written by Jacqueline Floyd. I actually can pronounce her name. Great.
Oh, good. We found one you can pronounce the name of. Okay. Excellent.
Yeah. And the title of the article is Does Accused Father Weep for Dead Baby or for Himself? There was actually a video released where he's talking, like, on the news. This is how the article reads. Tommy James White Jr. must have partied hard last Thursday night. By his own admission, he woke up early Friday with a hangover and a skull-busting headache. The baby was crying. What happened next, said the 20-year-old White, in a series of blubbering self-pity jailhouse interviews this week, was that he held and rocked and bounced his 5-week-old daughter, trying to calm her down. I've never hurt anyone, he sobbed. I was just rocking her, holding her. Babies, of course, don't die from being rocked and held. They do die from being choked, punched, and shaken, or so violently that their brains scramble like eggs inside their fragile skulls.
Oh, my God.
Police think something along those lines happened to Spencer Claire White, who was unconscious and not breathing when other family members came home after leaving her for only half an hour in her father's care. Garland police say White's girlfriend and another relative went to a store about 5 a.m. Friday to buy the baby a pacifier. When they returned, Spencer, who at 5 weeks was about the age at which many babies exhibit their first toothless smile, was still unresponsive.
Wow.
She died Friday night at Children's Medical Center, Dallas. Perhaps White, now in the Dallas County Jail on a capital murder charge, really was just rocking her, as he demonstrated for the television cameras, minding a person carefully supporting a watermelon. Or maybe he just accidentally squeezed her too tight, as he indicated by mimicking a wide receiver cradling a football to his chest. And then there's the possibility that he couldn't hold his temper for 30 minutes of routine child care and throttled the baby to stop her crying. If that's what happened, White is an inter-temperament monster, but he's a monster with a lot of company. One thing that they don't mention in the news or in the article anywhere is that they found bloody baby clothes under the couch.
And really?
This was, the baby had other clothes on and stuff. So, like.
That's creepy.
There's yeah. something not right about any of that.
My family, this is not my opinion, so just so that that's clear, but my family that was involved thought that maybe the mother, because she was a heavy drinker too, and parted with him and did drugs and stuff, did something to the baby and, like, said, I gotta go to the store to get a pacifier.
So basically framed him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because he loved that baby. He really was excited to be a father. He was really gentle. I knew the mother, too. She was kind of weird.
So what evidence did they have against him is what I want
to
know.
Probably because he was the last one with them. He admitted to it, basically. He's like, I guess I did it, you know, when they came to the home.
He probably feels guilty because he was the last one
thinks,
with her.
Yeah.
Probably.
He thinks he probably thinks he did it. He doesn't know for sure because he's out of it, you know. That's a real easy way to frame somebody if that was the case. But I don't know. I don't know.
Wow, that is crazy.
But he was a nice guy. At least around me, he was. Always helpful with my family. Took care of my aunt. Just a nice guy. He's just always really... I liked having him around.
Wow, and that's rare because...
Yeah.
Y'all, Scott really doesn't like people.
So that was like, whoa, that blew my mind. But... That's weird.
Wow.
Yeah.
Scott better like me.
Yeah. I do.
Hmm.
Just don't shake any babies.
I feel really bad. Like, it's crazy because you were pretty much involved directly with this person.
I knew the person, yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I was around him probably maybe 4 or 5 times.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is so crazy. You never told me this before, so.
I never mentioned it?
No.
Wow.
So you win this week, because not only was it your what-the-fuck news... Scratch. Not only was it your what-the-fuck news, but it was also your confessional.
Yep.
So. Wow.
Yeah. So do either of you have news to bring to the table?
I do.
Awesome.
I do. Mine is, like, so not as serious as yours.
Well, that's good. It probably needs to loosen things up now.
Ugh. All right. So, 999 time waster called an ambulance to help a hit-and-run squirrel.
What?
What?
Say that again.
Well, they don't do 911, apparently.
Who doesn't?
In England. Apparently, they dial 999.
Oh, wow.
That's weird.
So, 999 Time Waster called an ambulance to help hit-and-run squirrel.
Oh, my gosh.
East of England, ambulance service received calls for help with an injured squirrel, a dropped hamburger, and painful feet.
What?
A caller dialed 999 and demanded an ambulance because a squirrel had been knocked down.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is downright nutty.
You're so punny.
Oh, very punny. So, two ambulances were scrambled and began dashing to the scene after they were asked to, quote-unquote, attend to someone hurt in a hit-and-run in Epping Forest, Essex. Epping or Epping?
Is it a place?
Epping Forest, Essex?
I don't know.
But the team from
guys, if you live there, we don't know how to pronounce
it. Yeah, sorry, we're in Texas.
Change the name of your country to something that we can pronounce, please.
Oh, stop being so offensive. We're in Texas, fuck y'all. But the team... But the team from East of England Ambulance Service were halted when the operator asked for further information and the caller said someone was a squirrel. The time-wasting call was just one of a series made to the trust this year, which it is highlighting to urge the public use of 999 wisely to support its Right Call campaign. Another came from Reveler in Basildon, Essex, who said, I've dropped my hamburger and it's bleeding.
Wow. Okay.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Yeah, right? That's it, right?
Yeah.
Woman dialed 999 when pet guinea pig went into labor.
What?
Help! My guinea pig! it's gonna have babies.
I don't think that's how they sound over there.
I can't do an English
I don't know
accent.
How to deliver these babies.
There you go.
These baby guinea pigs.
I got to call 911.
999.
Hi, I'm a redneck officer here to help. What's going on?
Oh, my God.
You're not England. Get out of here.
See, I can't do an English accent, man. So I have to stick with redneck because whatever.
Because you're redneck.
Oh, wow. Okay. No. I forgot this part. A woman in Chelmsford, Essex, dialed 999 to report, quote unquote, "I've eaten too much takeaway food." Wow.
Oh, wow.
In Shoeburyness, Essex, another woman called 99 to announce, "I've gone out shopping and locked myself out of my house."
Okay. That could actually happen. God. So that doesn't seem that might not be fake.
I don't know.
But
in Benfleet, Essex, a man tried to use the 999 number as a free taxi service, saying, quote unquote, "I need to go to the hospital and I don't get paid until tomorrow."
Well,
all right.
I don't know. I could see someone actually doing that here.
It's not just Essex, though. In Petersboro, a man rang to say, "My feet hurt after wearing two small shoes."
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Please compile a list of the most ridiculous time-wasting 999 calls. And in Hitchin Hurts, a man told 999 staff, quote unquote, "I have been dieting and feel lethargic."
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So, wow, that's just a waste of time.
Yeah, that's hence the name of the article.
Yeah.
E. East receives, on average, around 2,500 calls a day and says over the last 2 years, there have been 1,248 hoaxes.
Wow.
Frontline crews have attended almost half of the phony calls, believing them to be genuine emergencies. Gary Morgan, regional head of emergency operations centers, pleaded people to use their common sense because stupid calls could cost lives. Bizarre 999 calls include requests to arrest noisy seagulls, quote unquote, "We're an emergency service and our frontline staff are trained to save lives." However, sadly, some of these calls were received and not even medical related, and we will refer hoax calls to the police.
So do they come out? Like, do the officers show up?
Clearly.
And they're like, okay, so you're saying to stop these seagulls from being noisy.
They probably thought something was wrong with the person calling.
Did they actually make it the effort to go out? And
yeah, like, that's what I'm gathering.
Wow,
from it.
That is such a waste of time.
Yeah.
And that's also kind of funny.
So, we prioritize all life-threatening calls to get the quickest possible response. However, that response can be affected if our call handlers and frontline staff are dealing with inappropriate 999 calls. We would strongly urge people who think it is funny to make prank calls to stop and think about the potential consequences.
We should prank call somebody.
Right now?
Yeah.
Who are we going to prank call? Hold on. Let's get our ducks together. I ain't doing all this right now.
Come on. Kirsten's got someone on their phone that we can prank call.
Andrea. She's really fun to prank call, trust me.
Who?
Andrea.
She's really fun to prank call.
I don't want her on this podcast.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't either.
It might end up having some kind of diseases or something.
Oh, man. I'm gonna leave that one alone. That's going to be a whole different podcast. So
on an episode of People We Hate.
Yeah.
I think she could also be in your bad bucket list too.
Yeah.
I have some news that I just found out, but it's not really, you know, internet related.
But
my friend that is in prison right now just got charged with burglary.
He got charged with burglarizing burgers?
Totally. No.
They have cheese on them, at least.
Breaking and entering in the house.
Ah, okay.
And stealing
burger
stuff.
How could he do that? He's been in prison for a while.
Before.
Oh, it's another charge.
So they've got... He's going to be in there way longer now.
Yeah. See how much longer he's going to be in there?
I have no idea. I just know that he has court on Wednesday.
Oh, boy.
How old is he and how long did he have to begin with and how long's he been in there? Go ahead and just...
He got these charges when he was 17, which in Texas, that makes you technically an adult.
Yeah.
So he basically got adult charges for these things, which he had a gun on him.
Oh, boy, man.
And he got stopped with the gun, and he has drug charges and all this other stuff. So he's going to be in there for about 5 to 10 years. But now if he's adding charges, I mean, that's pushing it right there.
Yeah,
that's a terrible way to transition to an adult.
Bear in mind, I know exactly who she's talking about, and they had been friends since second grade.
Wow, that does suck.
It's, yeah, you know, being the big sister on the other side, it's been hard seeing her deal with it, because I know it's not easy. I mean, man, that's not easy to deal with. That's heavy shit right there. I know I wouldn't want to be 17 and dealing with heavy shit like that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been doing this kind of stuff since he was 15 years old. And I've tried to help him, but he doesn't listen.
Why do you think he does it?
Attention. His friends that he chooses to be around, and he knows I won't be around them.
Mm. Yeah.
That's really unfortunate.
I mean, like, we even had a falling out and everything, and I even told him, because I got told that he had a gun on him, a stolen gun on top of that. Told him while we weren't friends that he needs to get rid of it because he's going to get caught. And a few days later, he was actually walking down my street, and a cop came and stopped him and read the numbers off the gun and charged him and took him home that night.
That's some real what the fuck news.
That's real what the fuck news right there.
Wow.
Shit.
Yeah, that brought us speechless.
Yeah, pretty much.
Brought the show to a halt.
All right, we'll see y'all next week.
All right, tell us a joke. Tell us a joke to make it better.
Me?
Either one of you, I don't care.
Cursed faith. Do not let any of our mother's jokes come out of your mouth.
Maybe this is a bad idea.
Oh my god. Thank God for editing tools.
I know.
I got a joke.
What is it?
Have y'all ever had sex while camping?
No, God.
It's intense. Get it? Intense? Intense.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Have you seen Helen Keller's new treehouse?
Nuh-uh.
Nope.
Neither is she.
Ba-dum-tsh. All right, your turn, Scott. Now you gotta tell jokes.
I don't know jokes.
Fucking figure one out.
I don't know jokes.
How do you drown a blonde?
How do you draw on a blonde?
Drowned a blonde.
You throw something at the bottom of a bathtub.
Put a scratch and sniff sticker in the bottom of a pool.
That sounds close.
Yeah, kind of.
So that was your news. Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about for the week, or should we just move right into the last minute pitch?
Might as well go there.
I have a joke.
Oh.
What's the difference between a UFO and a smart blonde?
What?
UFOs have been spotted.
Ha! I haven't heard that one. That one's funny. I like that.
That's great.
I like that.
What do you call What do you call a cow with no legs?
What?
Ground beef. So go into your last minute pitch. What do you got for the pitch this week?
All right. My pitch is real simple. I am going to pitch spending time with your loved ones.
Oh, yeah.
Spending time with your loved ones.
Like in a closet.
Yeah.
With the disco light.
Any way you can get it in, it don't matter. It doesn't matter if you spend money doing it. It doesn't matter if you don't do anything. Spend time with those that you love, because one of these days they're not going to be here. And actually, I took this weekend off 3 months ago because it's just hard because she's in school still. So she's off on weekends. I'm not. So it's always like, it's always kind of a battle to get to spend time with each other.
Going now, she's not even off on weekends with her job.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, that's what I want to promote. That's what I want to pitch this week is spend time with those loved ones. And you know what? Cry a river, build a bridge, and get over it if you got a problem with one of your family members. really and honestly, because life's too short for that. Life is far too short for that. But now, there are some family members that are just pieces of shit.
Yeah.
You can't do anything about that. Yeah. You can't do anything about it. But the bond that I have with my sister is unbreakable. And sometimes we get caught up in, you know, our own shit that's going on in our lives. And it sometimes it's just hard, you know, to be able to get that time with each other. But I'm glad that we are. And yeah. I'm glad that we're close.
It's good that you find time to cherish it.
And I love you. That's my pitch. That's my pitch.
Mine is not so nice and sweet. I mean, it's not that it's bad, but it's more of a thing that I love. This week I wanted to pitch the WWE Network.
For $9.99?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man!
In fact.
Oh, no. $9.99! Get you everything you want to see.
Watch it on your tablet or TV. You don't need cable or satellite.
Sweet Jesus, help him.
He has an issue. He's going to have to go to rehab soon.
So.
He has a wrestling addiction. And a Kevin Smith addiction. He wants Kevin Smith's balls in his mouth. He told me once.
Well, right now, I just want to talk about the WWE Network.
Oh, sorry.
You're interrupting my last-minute pitch.
You interrupt me all the time.
I do?
Yeah, doesn't he?
Am I always in the middle here?
I don't think the listeners would agree with you. I'm very courteous in my oral presentation.
Really?
Yes.
Go ahead and keep pitching your shit.
Okay.
You're wrestling.
You're wrestling. Anyway, I absolutely love the WWE Network. It's for the listeners who are fans of wrestling but know nothing about the network, this would be
that's like not possible with how much they pushed it.
How could anybody watch Raw over the last couple of years and not know? But assuming you don't, wow. This is a gold mine for you.
It's like being a compulsive masturbator and finding out that porn's on the internet.
Yeah. Really it is. In a lot of ways.
That was a good one.
The network is a live streaming channel for wrestling. It also has a massive on-demand library. It can be viewed on PCs, mobile devices, tablets.
He sounds like one of those announcers.
Any consoles.
Except for the Wii,
because it's a piece of shit.
Aww.
Hating on us.
It might be on the Wii U, I don't know. But nonetheless, it is awesome. It is, like I played the music, that's the commercial for it. It is $9.99, and you get...
Plus tax.
No tax.
Nope. $9.99.
It's plus, it has like just a massive library of wrestling that you just, I mean, like anything that you want to see is there. And then they also have current, shows and stuff and it's genuinely its own channel. But for $9.99, you get to see all of that plus every pay-per-view that's showed every month.
Mm-hmm.
And normally those would be anywhere between $30 to $60. So you're saving money just paying for the network instead of paying for the pay-per-views. I mean, like, this Sunday is Extreme Rules. I'm really excited about that. That's one of the pay-per-views. In fact, for new customers, it is free this month for the rest of the month of April. I think that's the only critique I have about the WWE Network. I love it. I think it works great. It has its own little flaws here and there, like every other kind of network would, but the one thing I have to say is that they're really, like, into getting new customers, and they give free stuff away constantly, free months and stuff like that. But the loyal customers that's always been there, they don't really do much for.
They gave you a $25 gift card.
They did do that. That is true.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe they look at it like the amount of content they have and the service that you get is, you know, it's as still as it is. And I gotta say, I agree. I'm more than happy to pay $10 a month to get everything that I get in the WWE Network. So, if you're a wrestling fan, for those who are not wrestling fans, screw you. I don't know. Just kidding.
He's not.
if you're not a wrestling fan, fast forward through this or take your earbuds out or whatever. But if you are and you haven't seen or used the WWE Network, try it out. Like, it's free this month right now, and they'll probably do it again. Just go sign up and see what you're missing as a wrestling fan. But that's my pitch for this week. Anybody who knows me knows that I love wrestling, so obviously I'm gonna love the network and be very happy to let everybody know that they should have it as
well. He loves wrestling more than me.
That is so not true.
And Kevin who?
she's trying to harass me and she doesn't even know his name.
Yeah, I know. That's what I thought.
So, what about you? Do you have anything you want to pitch that you're excited about, having fun with? You know, anything in your life?
Any book you're reading or
band you're into?
Band, yeah.
I'm excited that my best friend is coming back to Euless.
That's cool.
Yeah.
She is very sick. She has breast cancer and ovarian cancer.
Oh, that sucks.
And she moved away to go live with her father, which is not technically her real father, but she's coming back and we'll be at school together.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, so you'll get to see her every day pretty much.
But I will, so.
Yeah.
You'll get to see her every day pretty much?
Yeah. She lives like right down the street from me now, so.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and you said that she's also been feeling a lot better, growing her hair back, and that's awesome.
She's in remission right now.
Oh, she is.
That's good. How old is she?
She just turned 16.
Wow. Yeah. That's rough road to go down.
And she's had it since 7th grade, so.
Wow.
Wow, bless her heart. She's been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
That's awesome, though, that she's coming back. It's good that she's in remission. That's amazing.
Yeah, definitely.
Woot woot, hashtag cancer awareness, y'all.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So, wow, that was a good pitch. That was better than both of ours, I would
say. Right? I agree.
I don't know, is there anything else that you wanted to talk about before we sign off this week, or... We're actually under an hour this week.
No, we're not.
We are. We are at 52 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think we bitched too much about our previous week and stuff. We kind of jumped right in it.
Well, also, like, I have this weekend off, and then I'm also off on my normal days. So yeah, that's less time for me to bitch about stuff.
She's got a little mini staycation right
now. I need it. I definitely need it. And more than anything, I needed this time with my sister.
Yeah, absolutely.
More than anything, that's what I need. She is. I love my sister.
Yep. Actually, when we get done recording, we're going to go have dinner and watch a horror movie. What's the name of the movie?
You'd have to
ask. Babadook or something like that?
Yeah, the Badabook.
Badabook. It's a Netflix. New movie on Netflix.
Badabook.
Yeah.
Badabook.
Badabook. It's about an evil children's book. It sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll talk about it next week. You know, hopefully we'll get Kirsten back. I thought that maybe since she's almost caught up with Walking Dead, once she's caught up, instead of just having Stephanie do the trivia, we'll have them compete.
Awesome.
You're going down.
That'll be fun.
Oh, yeah.
For now, you know, we're closing out the show, and hopefully it's been a better quality show as far as sound.
Yeah, we're really hoping for that.
Hopefully it's better than last week where we were drunk.
I don't think we dropped nearly as many
F-bombs this week.
Well, hopefully.
So,
sometimes I just can't control what comes out of my mouth.
I know, me either. This is true.
I'm a bad people.
Y'all are bad people.
I'm kidding.
Oh, my feels.
Ew, I hate when people say that.
My feels.
I hate feels. I hate that. Don't say that.
You know what Kirsten says? I think it's the weirdest thing I've ever heard, but apparently it's something that, like, this generation says.
Says?
I think it's just something that this generation says. When someone's going ham on something. It makes me think of a sandwich.
Ham is, like, this is going hard, like...
Well, I know, because she was talking about...
You know what it instantly makes me think of? Porky Pig.
Going ham?
Yeah, like Porky Pig going,
Do that again?
Ah.
No, like, it's funny, too, because we were listening to a song that Eminem was featured in, and she was like, oh, yeah, Eminem goes ham. And I'm like, you know, we're driving to the store, and I was like, oh, yeah, he does go hard. Like, go hard just seems so much better to me than instead of just go ham.
Is it an acronym?
I don't know.
Like hard as a motherfucker?
Yeah. That's awesome.
I never thought of that.
Huh. I bet you it's because ham sounds stupid. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it does.
I don't know. People just say it.
She told me what a ham sandwich is.
Oh, God.
Ew.
Go ahead and go ham sandwich.
Ew.
Yeah, it's really that. Yeah, you don't. It's pretty gross.
So was this episode ham?
Was this episode ham?
Or was it ratchet?
Yeah! We must be cool. Now we got a 17-year-old's approval.
Can Jewish people say ham? Because they aren't supposed to eat pork.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah.
Kirsten.
Hashtag Jewish people problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hashtag Jewish people can't go ham.
No. That should be the title of the episode, Jewish people can't go ham.
Oh my god. 3 episodes in and we're already offending people.
Woohoo.
Sorry.
Not
sorry.
That's pretty much we roared through that episode this week. I'm surprised we made it under an hour.
Me too. I don't know how that happened.
So maybe we don't even need that ass. We'll just fluctuate there.
It just is what it is.
I think eventually we'll start doing 2-parters. If we're really into something, we'll just cut it off and
yeah.
That'll just, you know, extend the episode.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
Right now we're at 57 minutes, so I guess we could even get it right under an hour.
Whatever works. Whatever's clever.
Yeah, the other thing is, we haven't quite figured out how to close the show out. Like, I'm probably going to play some music. Like, whatever our theme song will be, we'll play it at the end.
I got it. I know what it should be.
But like a line to close the show?
Yeah.
Okay, don't say it yet. I'm going to let you close the show then. But first of all, I want to apologize for last week because we had to pee, both of us. Stephanie ran to the toilet. I didn't know she had to go. I knew I did. And she's like, I got to go too. So I'm like pacing outside the bathroom trying not to pee down my leg. So I apologize because we bolted out of here. and I don't even remember exactly what I said. But that's not the proper way to
close. Like, peace out.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's the improper way to close the podcast in the closet hour, if you ask me. So this week we're going to give Stephanie the opportunity to close it out the proper way.
All right.
There you go.
All right. So this has been Pitch, Podcast in the Closet Hour with Scott, Kirsten, and Steph. And we're out like deaf kids playing musical chairs.
Sorry if we offended you.
Hey guys, so we are complete dumbasses, and we completely forgot how to tell you guys to be able to get in contact with us. Of course, we have various different ways, so if you want to get a hold of us on Twitter, our Twitter handle is @2closetmonsters, that is the number 2closetmonsters. If you want to get a hold of me on my personal Twitter, comment, whatever you want to do, I'll make sure and get to you as quickly as I can. My Twitter handle is @glittergasm, and that is spelled GLITTERGAAASM. That is 4 A's, so @glittergasm.
Yeah, guys, and if you want to find me, you can find me at Scott Opic, that's SCOTTOPIC. Feel free to follow, send me direct message, tweet at me, retweet, whatever. Just let us know what you think of the show, good or bad. We want to hear it.
Naturally, we also have an Instagram, which is @2monstersinthecloset. We don't just put stuff on our Instagram, pictures that are within the closet, but sometimes we'll even post pictures that are just in our daily lives. So you can just have a little bit of a visual of our little chaos that we have going on here.
Yeah, in and out of the closet. Besides that, if you would like to comment or talk to other listeners just like yourself, you can find us at Facebook and our Facebook group. Just go to Facebook and search Podcast in the Closet Hour. And you can also subscribe to our videos on YouTube so that you can listen to them streaming anytime you want. Just go to the search engine and search for Podcast in the Closet Hour. And then, of course, the most important thing you need, if you're looking to get every episode of this show, find us at iTunes by searching Podcast in the Closet Hour, and please subscribe. If you guys want to contact us on our official email, send us a comment, a complaint, a suggestion, or, you know, just some kind of information that we might have gotten wrong on the show, because that's going to happen a lot, that will be theclosetdwellers@gmail.com. Feel free to email us directly at theclosetdwellers@gmail.com.
Okay, besides all that, if you just want to fast forward through all this and you want the quick and short version of it, you can always go to our website at podcastinthecloset.com. Again, that is podcastinthecloset.com.
Yeah, and right across the top of the page, you can find our Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. And if you want more contact information, just click contact and everything we just told you is right there. So really the best place to find the information is, like she said, fast forward right through all of this and go to podcastinthecloset.com.